In the nation's northwest corner is Washington. An evergreen playground blessed by an unusual...
Our resident historian Felix Pinnell joins us for a feature he calls All Over the Map, a quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. Except this is one name you can't find attached to a local place, even though apparently it's real. Felix, I Googled this marijuana road that you're about to tell us about. I could not find any record of it online anywhere.
Well, that's why you have to turn to radio to get real information, Dave. Anybody knows that. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago we talked about Devil's Elbow near Kennedale and Renton.
Yes.
At that time, we also put out the call for other of these sort of organically named places, streets, geographic features that have commonly used names but where the names don't appear on any map. It's become kind of an obsession for me. Anyway, I got an email from a listener named Nancy, and we'll only use her first name. She sent me old black and white photos of a bike trip that she and a friend took in 1976 down a street called Marijuana Road. The old handwritten captions on the photos even say, "Bike trip in 1976 with Peg on Marijuana Road." This is what Nancy wrote in her email. Everyone, teens at that time, knew about Marijuana Road. It was a known parking spot. And when I say parking, I don't mean for commuters.
Yes.
A good place for keggers. Nice biking path to avoid Coal Creek Road, and fun place for the teens to have a wild drive, yikes. And there's lots of little emojis in Nancy's email. Now, the photos, which we'll have at My Northwest, show this rural, bucolic, tree-lined road through the country. It looks like something miles away from Seattle or any of the surrounding suburbs. Now, it took some half-baked sleuthing. See what I did there?
Yeah.
But Marijuana Road is in what's now the city of Newcastle. It is roughly parallel to and east of Coal Creek Parkway. The modern
street
names...
I know that area quite well. So that used to be Marijuana Road?
Yeah. Well, the modern street names are 136th Avenue Southeast and 144th Place Southeast. I drove over there in the daylight to try and find out. I took some photos. I shared those with Nancy. She says it's the right spot. What was also cool to stumble across is that Marijuana Road is actually one of the oldest post-settlement roads in King County. In fact, most of Marijuana Road, which amounts to about a half mile of street now, was designated an official King County landmark back in 1984. Now, it's not called that on the landmark designation. It doesn't say that on the sign because the sign would be stolen all the time, like those 420 mile markers, right? What it says is Thomas Rouse Road. Now, the helpful staff at King County Landmarks Program were kind enough to send me everything they have on the Thomas Rouse Road. And Thomas Henry Rouse was a coal miner from England who settled in that area sometime around 1880. He petitioned the county to build the road and chipped in $100 of his own money. That's about $2,500 in today's money. And the road was one of the two early routes to the coal mining town of Newcastle. It led from Newcastle south to May Creek and east to the Snoqualmie Road. So it was a pretty important route for the economy and the development of the settlements over there on that side of the lake. And there's all kinds of coal mining history in that area.
Yeah.
As anyone knows who's ever been to Cougar Mountain Wildland Park and the Redtown Trailhead.
There were old mine shafts everywhere.
Yeah. The coal mining was going on there from 1863 to about 1921. So it's cool. It was this historic name in 1984, but it was this cultural name for at least in the 1970s, perhaps earlier. Now, I also heard from my old friend Doug. He went to Hazen High School his freshman year before joining me at Lake Washington. He says the route was also called Pot Hill, and he had to run it with a cross-country team back in 1982. So, I mean, my sense is with Devil's Elbow and Marijuana Road, which are actually pretty close to each other, a couple miles away, hopefully that's just the start of a little project. There's got to be more informally named streets and roads like this within the sound of our voices. And if anybody knows of similarly named places that don't appear on a sign, don't appear on a map, please text us at 98973 or go to my page at My Northwest and send me an email. I want to figure out more of these sort of culturally significant roads that just aren't on the record. And as you say, don't show up on Google.
So apparently a lot of kids back in, what was this, the 70s got baked on Cougar Mountain. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I mean, that was probably true all around the Lake Washington. I mean, this place just happened to have this cool old road that was kind of bypassed and forgotten, but that was a good place to ride your bike and a good place to go park at night and do things that teenagers have done since the age of the Stanley Steamer, probably.
Yeah. Oh, well, another casualty of legalization. It's just no longer as romantic anymore.
Yeah, exactly.